USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States has now surpassed 100 lives lost from COVID-19. The Trump administration and Senate Republicans are pushing ideas about what they'd like to see in the next economic stimulus package. White House officials say another COVID-19 economic stimulus bill would likely not include more direct payments to Americans, but they're working on several possible proposals to provide relief. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeated his calls for more federal funding to state and local governments during his news conference after meeting with the president.
The states that bore the brunt of the COVID virus, they're one-third of the national GDP.
Senate Republican leaders have made clear they will not take up the House-passed $3 trillion measure. Off-price retailer Tuesday Morning is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is also on the president's coronavirus task force, said that hydroxychloroquine, a drug that President Trump said he's taken to ward off the coronavirus, is not an effective treatment based on the latest scientific data. His statement comes on the heels of France banning the drug altogether, and the science journal The Lancet published a patient study that concluded hydroxychloroquine had no effect on COVID-19. The French High Council of Public Health said hydroxychloroquine has shown a higher rate of death and cardiac arrest in COVID-19 patients. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine have been used as anti-malarial drugs for decades and are sometimes used to treat lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. The American Heart Association said that using it incorrectly could lead to a heart attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are stepping up to help small businesses recover after being shut down for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Nonprofits aimed at helping small business owners during the coronavirus pandemic are popping up all across the country. Take Arkansas 30-Day Fund. It was created by Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her husband, Brian Sanders. Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News and explains the premise behind the fund and how it's meant to help small business owners.
This is not a government program. This is citizens from around the state coming together, raising private donations. We wrote one of the first checks to get us started, and it's all about putting money into small businesses. We give forgivable loans. We don't ask that it is repaid. And one of the big things that we've seen as we started giving out this money to these individual businesses is the hope that it brings them. Right now, so many Americans are struggling, particularly small businesses. We're giving them a little bit of an influx of money, but more than anything, we're giving them hope and letting them know that people in their community care about them and want to see them continue to operate and want to see them continue to stay in business. And that's one of the most inspiring and remarkable things, is having this relationship with these small businesses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can hear current newscasts or older news from days ago on our website. Log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.